Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here we are, 23 at the hour on the Good Day program with Jennifer, Richie, Doug, and let's see, this is Christina Aguilera, right?
Yep.
Right, so there's a big to-do now with the folks who are on The Voice, Jennifer.
Yep.
The arguing that's going on between Christina Aguilera and Blake Shelton.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday, yeah.
Well, apparently he misses his new girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. And whatever they're arguing about, I have a solution to the problem. Everybody want to hear what my solution is? Actually,
sure.
This is Kara's solution, which I agree with 100%. Get rid of Adam and put both Gwen Stefani and Christina Aguilera on so it's equal. Why are there four men and only one woman on the air?
Adam and Blake are the bromance of the show. They're the reason people tune in.
Okay, so then get rid of Farrell.
Farrell. But then you don't have a black guy, which becomes problematic. So
and Farrell is probably the most
the best
talented
musician
producer.
Of all of them.
Producer, right.
Yeah, up there.
Well, I think it gets in the way a little bit for me, and I don't really watch the show anyway, but in all of these shows who have token women, token blacks, whatever it is, come on. And then people will come back to me and say, well, Doug, you always say have the most qualified people on there instead of worrying about sex and
I will
color
say
of
this,
skin.
Really, both American Idol and The Voice, all of their judges are qualified. Every one of them deserves to be up there because they're
so maybe
big,
they should
big
have
time.
More voices. Why do they only have four? Why do they have five? How many they have on the other?
To get too much.
American Idol has what, three?
Three.
I mean, you have five judges again. You'll be there forever. I mean, the shows would get really long. I think Blake needs to put on his big boy pants and see Gwen when he gets home at night. He'll be okay.
Right.
And I love you, Blake.
He needs to take his big boy pants off then.
I wouldn't mind
home.
That either.
Oh, of course. Right. Anyway, this is. Do you think this is the other sort of twist I had on this? I was thinking about this yesterday after we talked about it, Jennifer. Whether this is just made up? It's TV. It's promotion. It's okay. Let's see if we can create something that gets people to talk about the show. Oh, here's a perfect thing: Gwen Stefani versus Christina Aguilera, and Blake wants to have Gwen back.
And Christina's sort of annoying to begin with. I mean, she was always probably my least favorite female judge. There's been Shakira.
I like Shakira.
Gwen Stefani. Shakira was my favorite.
Yeah, she was great.
You know,
so
Christina.
Here's some of the, I'm looking at some of the gossip here on one of the sites. Blake's mission is to make this as uncomfortable as possible for Christina so that she will not want to come back next season. How much are they paying these
people? I don't
buy
that at all. These guys go out to dinner. Yeah. I mean, I think they're just having, they just mess around with each other.
Yep.
So do you, how
take
much
the hook out of your mouth right now, Doug. You bit.
Well, that's what I just said. I was acknowledging that that's really the reason that they're doing this sort of thing or that they do any of these sorts of things. Now, let's fast forward to American Idol and when they get actually down to it. They haven't gone, they threw all of the preliminaries and now actually getting to the show itself. So the judges are there like J-Lo and what's
his
face?
The judges have been there all along, Keith Urban and Harry Connick Jr. But they are getting into, I think, like the final 12 or 10, something like that.
Yeah, but what's his face? The British guy. Simon, where's he?
He hadn't
been on the show in
years.
Like 4 years, 5 years.
No, but he was supposed to come back this year.
Yeah, for a guest spot. For a guest spot.
Oh, that's it? He's not on all the time?
No.
Right.
Oh, who wants to watch that? I mean, Simon was the thing that actually made it all work.
You know, it's funny.
It seems to me. Anyway.
When my wife is watching American, because she watches both. And when I walk in and I see Jennifer Lopez, I have a whole different view of her now.
After that show.
After watching Shades. I'm so into Shades of Blue. It's such a good show. Mm-hmm. And it's she's so talented.
Okay, so now I'm going to get email and social media comments on what I'm just saying that I like something that in a sense, the reason I like Simon is because he's the same as Donald Trump, even though it's a different arena. So, Doug, you say you like Simon and those outrageous comments, but you don't want Donald to do the outrageous comments. It's a different arena, kind of. But I think people have confused it also. Everything looks like the same. 28 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, KJ to Chambers, jam! Oh, boy.
So where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
John Bramlett is an unusually gifted painter. He's also an inspiration to countless people.
Just after he turned 30, the lights went out. John went blind, and the cause is still unknown.
At first, he was sad, frustrated, and angry. He turned to painting, something he had always wanted to do.
That's when he made an amazing discovery. He says he sees better now than he did before.
He learned to distinguish colors by their feel. He developed his memory so he could picture the painting in his mind as he touches it with his hands.
You have gifts you may not even know about. You don't have to wait for a major life event to discover them.
But even adversity can lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.